to treat you right. Written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Chapter 1. Luo Fusheng is 20 years old and a bit too excitable and prone to get into trouble. And when he gets into a bit too much trouble, his case lands on Jiang Yang's desk. He's honestly only doing his job when he ends up getting Luo Fusheng out of said trouble. After all, this time at least, it wasn't Luo Fusheng's doing. When Luo Qingyang comes to personally thank him for helping his son, Jiang Yang tells him he was only doing his job. Luo Qingyang still insists that he's in Jiang Yang's debt. Jiang Yang doesn't want to think too much about what that might mean. By all appearances, Luo Qingyang is an upstanding businessman, and no one has been able to prove any differently. But Luo Qingyang is definitely the kind of businessman that no one wants to cross. When Luo Qingyang sends him gifts, Jiang Yang really tries to decline and still insists that he was only doing his job and that they really owe him nothing. The man delivering said gifts only stares at him with this blank, vaguely threatening look, and Jiang Yang sighs and takes the offered basket. Thankfully, it isn't anything more than food, and a card saying that since Jiang Yang hadn't had the time to go out to dinner, this would have to suffice for now. It's definitely better than the lunch Jiang Yang had packed that day. He gets more than one strange look because of it. When Luo Fusheng keeps showing up at odd times, waiting for Jiang Yang after work, showing up at his doorstep suddenly, Jiang Yang tells him that he really doesn't owe Jiang Yang anything. But Luo Fusheng is just as persistent as his father, and maybe because he's young and has more time for it, keeps showing up in person, grinning brightly at Jiang Yang with that slightly wild look in his eyes that Jiang Yang has gotten too familiar with. Jiang Yang pretends very hard that that smile doesn't make his heart melt just a little, and keeps telling Luo Fusheng that he must have better things to do than keep showing up to bother Jiang Yang. It only ever makes Luo Fusheng grin and shake his head. There's another person dead, and another dead end, and Jiang Yang's window is broken, and someone really doesn't want him to go on investigating. When someone knocks on his door and it turns out to be Luo Fusheng, Jiang Yang is ridiculously relieved. He stares at Luo Fusheng wordlessly and can't make himself tell Luo Fusheng to go away. Luo Fusheng's bright grin dims and then vanishes entirely, and Jiang Yang feels a bit like crying. Luo Fusheng takes a small step closer, his hand reaching out toward Jiang Yang for a moment before he lets it drop down. "What's wrong?" Luo Fusheng demands. And instead of answering, Jiang Yang just wordlessly steps aside, inviting Luo Fusheng inside his home. He shouldn't. He really, really shouldn't. But he doesn't really want to be alone right now. He's tired of being alone. Luo Fusheng doesn't hesitate to step inside, and Jiang Yang pushes the door closed and turns to look at Luo Fusheng and asks, "Did you see anyone outside?" Luo Fusheng's jaw tightens and his eyes flash dangerously. He takes a step toward the closed door, like he might go out to look for whoever might be there, and Jiang Yang quickly grabs his arm. "Don't," he says. "There's probably no one out there anymore anyway, and if there is, Luo Fusheng will only get himself into trouble, or into danger, and Jiang Yang doesn't want either. He desperately doesn't want Luo Fusheng to get into any kind of trouble. Not because of him. Please," he adds in a small voice, not quite meeting Luo Fusheng's gaze. Luo Fusheng goes still for a moment. "All right. I'll stay here with you," he says a moment later. His hand comes to rest on Jiang Yang's hand, and Jiang Yang realizes that he's still holding on to Luo Fusheng's arm. He should let go. "But I'm calling my dad," Luo Fusheng declares. Jiang Yang pulls his hand away and finally finds actual words to say, "You shouldn't bother him. It's really nothing. I'm just a bit tired." Luo Fusheng looks at him and then entirely ignores Jiang Yang's words and pulls out his phone. It only takes a moment for someone to pick up on the other side, because the next thing he knows, Luo Fusheng is saying,
"Hi. Yeah.
Can you send someone to make sure Jiang Yang's place is safe?" After that, there's a longer pause and Luo Fusheng looks at Jiang Yang with something that Jiang Yang is pretty sure is worry. He has the sudden ridiculous urge to pull the phone from Luo Fusheng's hands. Instead, he just looks away. "I don't know," he hears Luo Fusheng say into the phone, followed by a more subdued, "I will, of course. I'll see you soon, Dad." Then there's an awkward silence, and Jiang Yang closes his eyes for a moment. He's relieved that someone else will take care of things. He didn't ask anyone to do that for him. He certainly didn't ask either of the Luos to do that. He wouldn't ask them. It's no better than... He startles when Luo Fusheng grabs him by the shoulder.
"I don't know what happened, but it's going to be okay now," Luo Fusheng says with a lopsided smile that suddenly makes Jiang Yang's heart ache. "No one will do anything while I'm here. And Dad will make sure no one ever does anything," Luo Fusheng tells him confidently.
And it shouldn't make Jiang Yang feel better, because being told that Luo Qingyang will take care of the problem is not a good thing. He takes a shaky breath and nods. He feels a bit faint suddenly.
"Maybe you need to sit down or something," Luo Fusheng says.
Jiang Yang doesn't resist when Luo Fusheng leads him to the couch. He sits down and then just stares at his hands and takes a breath. He's a bit surprised at Luo Fusheng sitting down next to him and taking his hands in his own. Jiang Yang stares at him and Luo Fusheng smiles. It almost looks shy, and Jiang Yang doesn't quite know what to do. It's not like Luo Fusheng has ever been subtle about his interest.
"I'm a bit old for you."
The words just suddenly come out, even if it wasn't what Jiang Yang meant to say at all. It makes Luo Fusheng laugh, and Jiang Yang's heart lightens a bit at the sound. Luo Fusheng always sounds so carefree when he laughs, and Jiang Yang wants him to stay like that forever.
"I don't mind," Luo Fusheng says, squeezing Jiang Yang's hands a bit.
"Your father," Jiang Yang tries to say, but he's cut off by Luo Fusheng leaning in and kissing him on the lips quickly. Jiang Yang opens his mouth and then snaps it closed. He can't.
"He likes you too," Luo Fusheng assures him, with this lopsided, mischievous grin on his lips.
Jiang Yang has to look away, because otherwise he might just lean in and try to kiss that smirk off Luo Fusheng's lips. It's Luo Fusheng that goes to open the door for his father. By that time, Jiang Yang is feeling a bit more himself. Enough so to feel embarrassed about this whole thing. It would be more understandable if it had all just happened, but it's been days now and Jiang Yang shouldn't still be this jittery. He can hear father and son exchange a few low words, but he can't actually hear what they're saying. He should at least stand up and welcome Luo Qingyang into his home. That would be the polite thing to do. Before he can quite do that, both father and son are right there and Luo Qingyang quite firmly gestures for him to stay seated. Then he sits down next to Jiang Yang. And then Luo Fusheng sits down on his other side, so that he's suddenly bracketed by father and son on the tiny couch. It's too small, and they can't avoid the way their legs press together.
"Tell me what this is about," Luo Qingyang orders firmly but gently.
Jiang Yang thinks that he's not the kind of man used to having his orders defied. He swallows slowly.
"I can't ask you to get involved,"
Jiang Yang tells him. Luo Qingyang's hand lands on his thigh and Jiang Yang freezes, his mouth going dry.
"You don't need to ask," Luo Qingyang assures him,
and then when Jiang Yang tries to protest again, he just says,
"If you don't tell me, I'll just find out on my own and take care of things anyway."
There's a sort of finality to his words that's hard to argue with. Luo Qingang's hand burns against his thigh. There's a small laugh on Jiang Yang's other side, and then Luo Fusheng says, "I told you he likes you." "Fusheng," Luo Qingang says, sounding lightly admonishing and very clearly amused.
"Sorry,"
Luo Fusheng says, in a tone of voice that makes it clear that he isn't sorry in the least. Jiang Yang's breath shakes, and it's all too much, and... "I can't... you... I..." The words fall out of his mouth and make no sense at all. Luo Qingang pats his thigh lightly.
"It's all right," he says in a low, soothing tone. "You don't need to say anything. I'll take care of everything."
Jiang Yang can't find the words to say anything at all. Luo Qingang pats his thigh again.
"Fusheng will stay with you for now. I don't think you should be alone," Luo Qingang declares, a worried frown on his face.
Jiang Yang doesn't think he has any say in the matter at all, and it shouldn't be as much of a relief as it is. Luo Fusheng makes a small noise of assent, and then hooks his arm around Jiang Yang's arm rather possessively, leaning in against Jiang Yang's side.
"I'll take care of it, Dad," he says.
Luo Qingang smiles at his son, and Jiang Yang is so confused by now, and it doesn't help that he's been feeling jittery and on edge for days, and he just does nothing.
"I should leave then," Luo Qingang says, but doesn't actually move.
He looks at Jiang Yang for a moment, and Jiang Yang stares back, Luo Fusheng still firmly holding on to his arm. "This is nice," Jiang Yang thinks distantly. "Safe." Luo Qingang brushes a small kiss against his cheek, and Jiang Yang sighs softly.
"It's all going to be okay now," Luo Qingang tells him.
And for a moment at least, Jiang Yang believes him. Chapter 2. Jiang Yang is aware that Luo Fusheng is more or less incorrigible. If he's entirely honest with himself, he might kind of like that about the young man. It's just that he would prefer that Luo Fusheng restrain himself when they're out in public. At least a little bit. Luo Fusheng had insisted on sitting next to Jiang Yang at the dinner table. Jiang Yang had briefly thought it was kind of sweet and then been instantly suspicious because of the smirk on Luo Fusheng's lips. It turns out that Jiang Yang's suspicion was well-founded, because right now he's trying very hard not to react while Luo Fusheng's hand rests on his thigh. Jiang Yang puts another piece of something in his mouth. He doesn't really register what it is because Luo Fusheng's hand is moving very slowly along his thigh. Jiang Yang chews and swallows quickly before he actually chokes on his food.
"How is the food?"
Luo Qingang asks from across the table, smiling at Jiang Yang. Really, Jiang Yang probably shouldn't have agreed to go out to dinner with both father and son. But he's also pretty sure he wasn't actually given much choice. And it's not like he dislikes the company. He really shouldn't be so comfortable around either of them. But at this point, he's tired of lying to himself about it. It's just for tonight, anyway.
"It's fine,"
Jiang Yang says a bit too quickly, and then forces a smile to his lips. "Actually, the food is probably excellent. He just needs to have a chance to actually taste what he puts in his mouth." Luo Qingang wouldn't take him anywhere where the food is less than excellent, Jiang Yang is pretty sure. He wonders if he could surreptitiously reach down to move Luo Fusheng's hand before it reaches too far. He doesn't really want to cause a scene. It looks like a very expensive restaurant and everyone had greeted Luo Qingang by name, and it would probably embarrass him if Jiang Yang did anything noticeable. He tries to surreptitiously move a bit further away from Luo Fusheng. Luo Fusheng's hand simply moves together with Jiang Yang's thigh. Luo Qingang sighs and then looks sternly at his son.
"Fusheng, let the man eat first," he says admonishingly, but Jiang Yang is almost sure that that's amusement lurking in his eyes.
He suddenly really wants to hide his face in his hands. Luo Fusheng just grins unrepentantly and pats Jiang Yang's thigh before pulling his hand away. "Enjoy the food, younger," he says with an actual wink. Jiang Yang swallows and tries to continue eating. At least the food is something to distract himself with. "You haven't had any trouble lately, have you?" Luo Qingang calmly asks a few moments later, like he hasn't noticed anything at all wrong. He's probably used to Luo Fusheng's antics, Jiang Yang tells himself, and doesn't quite manage to convince himself. There's exactly one thing Luo Qingang might be referring to with that question, and in retrospect, Jiang Yang feels a bit embarrassed by how out of it he'd been that day. He doesn't really need either father or son to take care of him, even if it is nice that they want to help. It's just not really the kind of help Jiang Yang should be asking for. "You didn't ask," he reminds himself. In fact, he'd very distinctly told both of them that he didn't need help. It's just that both father and son have turned out to be equally stubborn and refuse to listen to Jiang Yang. He really shouldn't find that endearing in any way. "No, there hasn't been any trouble," Jiang Yang answers, trying to keep his voice calm. All his leads might have dried up for now, but there haven't been any further threats to him personally, nor has anyone tried to actually stop him from looking into things. Not that there's been much to look into lately, but the little he has done, he's been allowed to do entirely unimpeded. It's been nice, actually. But the reason why he finally accepted this dinner invitation is because he means to tell Luo Qingang that he doesn't need any further help. "I'm grateful for Luo Xiansheng's help, of course. No one has disturbed me at all, and I've been able to look up some things that I wouldn't..." Jiang Yang cuts off his own nervous explanation and takes a deep breath. "Really, thank you for the help. But I don't want to bother you with my personal problems," Jiang Yang says, forcing himself to be calm. "It's not just your problem," Luo Fusheng bursts out, his hand slamming jarringly against the tabletop. Jiang Yang takes in a sharp, startled breath, turning to look at Luo Fusheng, who's staring intently at him. "Fusheng," Luo Qingang says calmly, and Luo Fusheng's expression slowly turns to mild embarrassment. Then Luo Qingang looks at Jiang Yang, his lips curling up faintly at the corners. "But however rashly expressed, my son is quite right. I take threats to your life rather personally, Jiang Yang." Luo Qingang's words are mild, but there's a cold look in his eyes that makes a shiver run through Jiang Yang. Luo Fusheng makes a small but emphatic noise of agreement. "Luo Xiansheng, Jiang Yang tries to say. "I will not involve myself in your investigation," Luo Qingang says calmly, and then gives a hard look to his son. "Nor will Fusheng, but I will not tolerate anyone threatening you," he concludes. This time the coldness in his eyes is reflected in his voice as well. Jiang Yang swallows. Luo Fusheng pats his thigh and then leaves his hand there, again. He means to argue. He really does. But it's such a relief to be told that he doesn't need to be worried anymore. That there's no reason to keep his lights off when he's at home because his worried people will notice he's there. That there's no more reason to be afraid that someone is following after him in the streets. No reason to... Jiang Yang takes a shaky breath and nods at Luo Qingang. "Thank you, Luo Xiansheng," he says, not quite sure what else to say at this point. Luo Qingang smiles warmly, and, oh, Jiang Yang thinks, his smile is just as breathtaking as his son's, possibly more so, because it's so much rarer. "Let's not talk about this any longer. Perhaps there is something less controversial that you could share about your work," Luo Qingang says. Luo Fusheng's hand creeps a bit higher along Jiang Yang's thigh. Jiang Yang swallows and then takes a bite of food. He's sure there are things about his work he'd love to talk about. Things he can talk about. He just can't think of a single thing right then. A foot suddenly presses against his calf. Jiang Yang's eyes fly wide as he stares at Luo Qingang. Luo Qingang smiles calmly at him and then takes a bite to eat. His foot rubs against Jiang Yang's ankle. How is Jiang Yang supposed to think of a single thing like this? Jiang Yang suddenly stands up. Toilet? He declares, and then quickly makes his way toward where he thinks the toilets are. But not before noticing the look father and son share. Jiang Yang probably shouldn't take too long, or someone is definitely going to come looking for him. It's fine. He just needs a little moment to himself. Just to gather himself a bit. He ends up splashing some cold water into his face. Then he just stares at himself in the mirror for a moment. He doesn't look any different than usual. Somehow he feels like maybe he should. There was a decision there in his lack of protest to Luo Qingheng's words, and he feels like it should feel bigger. Like it should bother him more than it does. Eventually, he reaches out for something to dry his face with. When he gets back to the table, both Luo Fusheng and Luo Qingheng smile at him, and Jiang Yang sits down a bit more heavily than he meant to. Luo Qingheng reaches out to put something on his plate, except Jiang Yang is just looking at Luo Qingheng's smiling face across the table, feeling a bit dazed. You should eat more. You're so busy with work usually, I'm sure you forget to eat sometimes, Luo Qingheng says, frowning a bit. Jiang Yang just nods and picks up his chopsticks. Luo Fusheng leans against his side a bit and says, I could bring you lunch to work. Thank you, you really don't need to do that, Luo Fusheng, Jiang Yang says automatically. He closes his eyes for a second, and then shifts his weight so he leans just slightly back against Luo Fusheng. There's a weird feeling in his chest, and he feels almost weightless. Really, I appreciate it, but I do usually remember to eat, he says, smiling a little. Luo Fusheng makes a small noise that might be agreement. Jiang Yang reaches out to pat his knee before quickly pulling his hand back, feeling like his ears might be burning. Luo Qingheng smiles slightly and nods easily. That's good to hear, he says. Jiang Yang actually manages to taste the food as he continues to eat. It really is excellent. Chapter 3. There's a knock on Jiang Yang's door. It's too late for anyone to come to visit. It still leaves Jiang Yang a bit nervous when someone shows up at this time, even though it's been months since there was so much as a hint of anything threatening. He's pretty sure there won't be anything threatening now either, but still, he can't help the way his heart picks up its pace and how it feels like something is squeezing at his throat. Once again, it turns out to be Luo Fusheng, but this time it's Luo Fusheng with his hair messy, stuck to his sweaty forehead. It's Luo Fusheng with blood on his lips and holding an arm across his ribs and leaning against his doorframe rather heavily. Despite all of that, there's a sharp grin on Luo Fusheng's lips. Luo Fusheng, you're hurt. Jiang Yang nearly yells out in his sudden worry. He doesn't even think before he's reached out to support Luo Fusheng and is helping him inside. It's nothing, Luo Fusheng insists while leaning quite heavily against Jiang Yang. Someone got a bit lucky, that's all. It's just a scrape. No need to worry, Yanga, he says, while Jiang Yang helps him down onto the couch. Let me see, Jiang Yang says, taking the arm that Luo Fusheng is still holding to his ribs. Luo Fusheng lets him pull the arm away, revealing a gash beneath it, half visible under his entirely unharmed jacket. The shirt underneath, on the other hand, probably isn't salvageable. A small worried noise makes its way out of Jiang Yang's mouth. Okay, you need to take off your clothes so I can see better, he says.
I never thought you'd ask, Luo Fusheng says with a grin, leaning slightly toward Jiang Yang. Jiang Yang feels the blush creeping up his neck. After that dinner with Luo Qingeng and Luo Fusheng, Jiang Yang has spent a bit too much time thinking about the both of them and, well, some of those thoughts have definitely gone in a direction that isn't even close to appropriate. But after that whole display from both of them, Jiang Yang can hardly be blamed. Your shirt, Jiang Yang nearly squeaks out, and then clears his throat before managing a far calmer. I need you to take off your shirt, so I can look at that wound. Luo Fusheng raises his eyebrows a little, and huffs out a soft laugh. Sure, younger. You might need to help me a bit. My ribs are a bit sore, Luo Fusheng says with a small grimace. If he wasn't actually worried about Luo Fusheng, Jiang Yang might be doubting his motives. He helps the jacket off Luo Fusheng, which already makes Luo Fusheng hiss with pain. He tries to be gentle when he pulls the shirt off Luo Fusheng, but it looks very much like lifting his arms is not exactly comfortable for him. Jiang Yang cringes at the soft curse that falls from Luo Fusheng's lips at the movement. It's fine, younger. No need to look that worried, Luo Fusheng says, blinking up at him. I'll be just fine after a couple of days' rest.
I don't like to see you hurt, Jiang Yang says tightly, and then crouches down to actually take a look at that gash over Luo Fusheng's ribs. Jiang Yang isn't that used to wounds, but it really doesn't look too deep. Maybe I should take you to a hospital. Your ribs might be broken, Jiang Yang says worriedly.
It's really not that bad, younger, I promise, Luo Fusheng says quickly, and then quietly explains. Honestly, if it was that bad, we have our own doctor. Dad would be so mad at me if I really got injured and didn't take care of it.
Luo Fusheng's smile is quieter than usual this time. Jiang Yang sighs and says, Fine, but I need to at least clean that wound for you.
Of course, younger, Luo Fusheng agrees easily.
He stays obediently in place while Jiang Yang fetches the proper supplies. He hisses softly when Jiang Yang actually cleans the wound, but doesn't move. Jiang Yang glances up briefly and is met with Luo Fusheng's smile.
Still fine, Luo Fusheng says with amusement.
Well, did you expect I wouldn't worry when you suddenly showed up on my doorstep, looking like you've been in a fight? Jiang Yang asks tightly, while he carefully tapes a bandage over the wound.
Sorry, Luo Fusheng says.
Just that one word, and it sounds oddly subdued. Jiang Yang looks up at Luo Fusheng's face. I didn't mean... Jiang Yang sighs softly, and finishes taping up the wound before saying anything more. He lets his hand briefly rest on Luo Fusheng's thigh. Luo Fusheng, you can always come to me if you need to, he says seriously. Jiang Yang is aware that it's a foolish thing to say considering the suspicions he has about Luo Qingeng's line of business. But he means it anyway. Besides, he's pretty sure Luo Fusheng knows what kind of things he shouldn't bring to Jiang Yang's doorstep. Jiang Yang gets up and starts putting away the first aid supplies. Why did you come here anyway? He asks.
Dad's on a business trip. I guess I didn't feel like being alone, Luo Fusheng says casually.
Oh, Jiang Yang thinks, feeling his heart clench. Not wanting to be hurt and alone is understandable. But the fact that Jiang Yang seems to have been his first thought... Jiang Yang isn't entirely sure how he should feel about that. Finished with the cleanup, Jiang Yang walks back to the couch, while Luo Fusheng is still sitting, shirtless. Did you plan to stay the night? Jiang Yang asks. He's pretty much learned that it's useless to try to sway either father or son's mind once they've decided something, so he might as well just ask about Luo Fusheng's plans. That makes Luo Fusheng grin wickedly at him.
You can have your wicked way with me, younger, he says, and then licks his lips.
You're hurt, Jiang Yang points out, instead of trying to argue with Luo Fusheng about how no one is definitely having any kind of way with anyone.
I'm sure you'd take very good care of me, younger. I'll be happy to let you do whatever you want, he says, looking at Jiang Yang through lowered lashes. Then he gives out a small laugh, the seductiveness turning into mischievousness in an instant.
You really should take advantage. I'm pretty sure Dad won't let you top, Luo Fusheng says.
Luo Fusheng, Jiang Yang sputters.
Luo Fusheng laughs, his mirth spilling out in peals of laughter.
It's not like you don't know what he wants, Luo Fusheng points out once he gets some of his laughter under control.
You don't just say it, Jiang Yang sputters out.
It makes Luo Fusheng laugh again, his arm coming up to hold his ribs.
Please stop laughing. You're going to hurt yourself, Jiang Yang tells him, his face flushed with embarrassment.
All right, Luo Fusheng says a bit breathlessly. Will you hand me my jacket? I should call Dad and tell him what happened.
Jiang Yang hands over said jacket, the flush to his cheeks receding slowly. Luo Fusheng takes out his phone. Jiang Yang offers to leave with a gesture, but Luo Fusheng pats the couch next to him while holding the phone to his ear with the other hand. Jiang Yang hesitates for a moment, and then finally sits down. He is kind of curious to know what Luo Fusheng is going to say to Luo Qingheng, and if Luo Fusheng doesn't mind him listening. The conversation isn't very long, and Luo Fusheng doesn't really give many details about what had actually happened, apart from saying that he'd gotten a bit banged up.
Yeah, I'm at Younger's right now, he says into the phone. I'll stay here, Dad.
Then Luo Fusheng quite deliberately looks at Jiang Yang before saying,
if I'm really good, Younger might let me sleep next to him.
Jiang Yang opens his mouth and then shuts it again. Luo Fusheng grins at him.
I'll tell him. Bye-bye, Dad.
Luo Fusheng finally says, ending the call.
Dad says he'll thank you properly for taking care of me once he's back, Luo Fusheng says,
and something about the way he says it makes Jiang Yang's thoughts go in an entirely improper direction. He stands up quickly. I'll go make us something to eat, and find you a shirt, he announces.
Luo Fusheng huffs out a small laugh and then just says, thanks.
Jiang Yang goes to get that shirt and then helps Luo Fusheng put it on. It's something with buttons, so it's easier to get on him.
I can take care of the rest, Luo Fusheng says softly, when Jiang Yang hesitates over the buttons. His fingers are trembling slightly.
Okay, I'll just go see about that food then, he says with a firm nod, leaving Luo Fusheng to button his own shirt.
Jiang Yang is in the middle of preparing them a somewhat modest meal. He's not exactly the best cook out there, when he hears Luo Fusheng walk up behind him. He glances over at Luo Fusheng, who's leaning slightly against the kitchen counter.
So, do I get to sleep next to you? Luo Fusheng asks with a small smile.
Jiang Yang turns his head away to look at what he's doing and possibly to hide the blush on his face when he says,
we'll see.
Chapter 4 Jiang Yang isn't terribly surprised when there's a knock on his door and he opens it to find Luo Qingheng standing there. The fact that Jiang Yang possibly feels a tiny bit happy to see him is nobody's business but his own.
Please, come in, Luo Xiansheng, he says, stepping aside to let him in.
Jiang Yang has somewhat given up on the idea of keeping either father or son out of his home at this point. Besides, if he's entirely honest with himself, he doesn't necessarily want them to go away, does he? Luo Qingheng sits down on his little couch.
Jiangyang takes a hesitant step that way and then stops, glancing toward his kitchen area. "Can I offer you something? Tea? Coffee?" he asks nervously. He rubs his fingers together and shifts on his feet a bit. He's not entirely sure why he's so nervous, it's just... He suddenly realizes that this is the first time he's actually been alone with Luo Qingang like this. "I don't need anything. Please, sit down," Luo Qingang says calmly. Jiangyang shifts on his feet again. He glances at Luo Qingang, and then quickly looks a bit to the side of him instead. "I hear. What brings you here, Luo Xiansheng?" he asks awkwardly and doesn't actually sit down. "I wanted to thank you for helping Fusheng," Luo Qingang says, standing up again and then stepping closer to Jiangyang. Jiangyang doesn't step back, but he has to make himself stand still. "And I wanted to see you," Luo Qingang adds, smiling at Jiangyang. Jiangyang glances at him, feels his heart flutter at the sight of that smile and then quickly turns his eyes away. It was no problem," Jiangyang says incoherently, and then wants to hide his face in his hands. This is too embarrassing. Why is he suddenly acting like this? "Do I really make you this nervous?" Luo Qingang asks from far too close. Jiangyang startles and looks at him. He's close enough that Jiangyang would only need to lean forward a bit to kiss him, he thinks, and then really wishes he hadn't thought of that. He quickly moves his eyes away from Luo Qingang's lips. He swallows and tries to gather himself. "Yes, sort of. This is all a bit strange. You know what? Luo Fusheng and..." And then Jiangyang's words fail him again. He stops and looks to the side, sighing slightly. How did he get himself into this situation, he wonders. "I know," Luo Qingang says gently, and touches Jiangyang's cheek softly. Jiangyang lets his head be turned back to face Luo Qingang, and yet somehow the kiss still takes him by surprise. He gasps slightly, his mouth slipping open, and Luo Qingang doesn't hesitate at all to take advantage. His tongue slides into Jiangyang's mouth, warm and wet. Jiangyang makes a small noise that sounds more like a whine than anything else. Luo Qingang's hands are pressed against the sides of Jiangyang's face as he kisses him deeply but gently. Jiangyang's hands rise to grasp Luo Qingang's shoulders, like he can't quite decide if he wants to pull him closer or push him away. In the end, it's Luo Qingang who breaks the kiss. Jiangyang gasps for breath. Luo Qingang strokes his cheek and says, just a bit breathlessly, "I came here because I want to spend more time with you." Jiangyang tries to settle his breath. He smiles a bit shakily. "This is just a lot," he says quietly. Luo Qingang keeps stroking his cheek. "I realize that the situation must be strange for you. Please, if you need time to adjust, just tell me. Tell either of us," Luo Qingang says, looking intently at him. Jiangyang finds himself entirely unable to look away from those eyes. Jiangyang feels Luo Qingang's cock slide between his thighs. He squeezes his thighs together as much as he can, his hips pressing against the mattress under him, trying to find some relief for himself. Luo Qingang's cock rubs against his tender skin, bumping against Jiangyang's balls, and it feels so good, but it's not enough. Jiangyang wants, needs more. Luo Qingang chuckles, his lips pressing against the back of Jiangyang's neck. And maybe he'd said that out loud because Luo Qingang says, "You said you weren't ready for that." His voice is low and a bit rough, and it makes Jiangyang shiver. Luo Qingang keeps thrusting between his legs, his cock feeling too good against Jiangyang. He isn't, Jiangyang thinks, his thoughts scattered as lust keeps burning inside him. He moans, his hands grasping at the sheets as he tries to rub himself against the mattress, trying to find some friction against his cock. Luo Qingyong comes over the back of Jiang Yang's thighs and ass. It feels a bit weird, and there's a sudden flush of embarrassment inside Jiang Yang. And at the same time, it makes the fire in his belly burn a bit sharper. He moans quietly and can't help but try to rub himself against the mattress again. Luo Qingyong laughs, soft and amused. "Come here," he says, pulling Jiang Yang up from the bed. Jiang Yang wants too much to even think about resisting, and only distantly thinks that Luo Qingyong's scum is smearing all over Luo Qingyong's thighs as he settles Jiang Yang in his lap. Luo Qingyong's hand feels too good against Jiang Yang's aching cock, and he forgets any thoughts about feeling embarrassed as he whimpers softly and presses his face against Luo Qingyong's shoulder. Luo Qingyong strokes his cock firmly, the pressure just right to have Jiang Yang coming after only a few moments. Jiang Yang gasps as he spills over Luo Qingyong's hand. He shudders against him as Luo Qingyong strokes him through the orgasm, dragging out the pleasure. Luo Qingyong wraps his arms around Jiang Yang and kisses him softly on the cheek. "That was wonderful," he says, and Jiang Yang's heart flutters with soft, tired excitement. Later, Jiang Yang is lying on the bed, his head pillowed against Luo Qingyong's chest. Luo Qingyong insisted on holding him, and despite being back to feeling faintly embarrassed, Jiang Yang can't help but think it feels nice. Their naked legs are twined together, Luo Qingyong's hand idly stroking Jiang Yang's hip. He thinks he should tell Luo Qingyong to stop that, because it makes Jiang Yang want to hide his face and, well, it might be too late for that. And it feels too nice to have Luo Qingyong touching him. "This isn't what I expected," Jiang Yang says quietly. Luo Qingyong had promised him time, and Jiang Yang is very sure he'd meant it, and yet somehow here they are. He's not entirely sure how it happened, except for the fact that Jiang Yang was definitely with him every step of the way. Luo Qingyong's hand stops for a moment before he resumes petting Jiang Yang's hip, his fingers trailing softly down to Jiang Yang's thigh. "Disappointed?" Luo Qingyong asks. The question is too short for Jiang Yang to be sure what that tone might mean. "No, just... I'm not sure how I should... The two of you are a lot to handle," Jiang Yang says, the last slipping out in a slightly frustrated tone. Luo Qingyong lets out a small laugh. Jiang Yang feels like hiding. He didn't quite mean to say it like that. Luo Qingyong hums thoughtfully. "You already let Fu Sheng stay in your bed. I couldn't leave things so... unbalanced," he says, with a bit too much amusement. Jiang Yang tries to pull away, but Luo Qingyong's hold on him tightens a bit and Jiang Yang gives up without a struggle. He doesn't really want to move. "We didn't..." he tries to say and then turns to hide his burning cheeks against Luo Qingyong's chest, which, on second thought, really doesn't help. Luo Qingyong laughs and pats his hip. "I know. Fu Sheng will be so jealous," he says a moment later. Jiang Yang wants to whimper, but his heart feels soft at the sound of Luo Qingyong's laughter. "You should laugh more," Jiang Yang finds himself saying. Chapter 5. Jiang Yang is not entirely surprised that the first thing Luo Fusheng does once the door closes behind him is press up against Jiang Yang, backing him against the wall. "Luo Fusheng," Jiang Yang says, trying to push him away half-heartedly. Luo Fusheng's hands run down Jiang Yang's body, grabbing at his hips. "Come on, younger, you let my dad," Luo Fusheng whines. Jiang Yang grabs him by the arms. "Please, Don't mention it when you're doing that, he says as firmly as he can. He can't believe that Luo Qingyang actually told him. Do they talk about Jiang Yang between themselves? What do they... No, Jiang Yang doesn't actually want to know. Luo Fusheng laughs and noses at Jiang Yang's throat before lifting his head enough to whisper into Jiang Yang's ear. I could call you daddy, Luo Fusheng says in a low, far too seductive voice. Jiang Yang bites off a small gasp, his grip on Luo Fusheng's arms tightening. Then he takes a deep breath and says, Please don't. That would make everything more weird. I don't need to start thinking about... Jiang Yang lets the words trail off, not really feeling like he should say it out loud. Jiang Yang is pretty sure he's given up on trying to stop any of this from happening with either Luo Qingyang or Luo Fusheng. But that doesn't mean he's entirely comfortable with all of it. And certain things shouldn't be said out loud anyway. There's a quick kiss just below Jiang Yang's ear, and then Luo Fusheng actually pulls away a bit. Jiang Yang lets his arms go, but instead of backing away, Luo Fusheng moves his hand to rest against the wall, caging Jiang Yang between his arms. He smiles wryly at Jiang Yang and says, We don't, if you were wondering. Jiang Yang can't quite tell if he's actually insulted Luo Fusheng or not. Luo Fusheng, he says quietly and then swallows. I didn't mean... This isn't... He tries and fails to actually find the words to say what he means. Luo Fusheng lets out a small laugh and leans a bit closer to Jiang Yang, and very quickly presses a small kiss against Jiang Yang's lips, there and gone so quick that Jiang Yang has no time to react at all. It's all right, younger. I'm sure it's weird, he says, like he doesn't quite understand but is ready to take Jiang Yang's word for it. Jiang Yang can't help but smile a little. Now, you're not really going to be cruel enough not to let me touch you, are you, younger? Luo Fusheng asks softly, his eyes wide and a small grin still on his lips, like some half-feral puppy begging for treats. Jiang Yang sighs softly and says, I guess not. Luo Fusheng grins in delight and then the next second his lips crash against Jiang Yang's, eager and demanding. Jiang Yang lets himself be swept up in the slightly frantic need, his hands lifting to slide under Luo Fusheng's jacket, roaming along Luo Fusheng's back as he pulls Luo Fusheng closer. Their tongues slide against each other and Luo Fusheng's thigh presses in between Jiang Yang's legs. He groans into the kiss, pressing himself against Luo Fusheng's firm thigh. And then they both have to pull away. Jiang Yang gasps for breath, feeling a little bit dizzy. Luo Fusheng laughs breathlessly and then suddenly just wraps his arms around Jiang Yang and pulls him into a firm hug. It startles Jiang Yang a bit, his already unsteady breath hitching. He holds Luo Fusheng back. Are you okay? Jiang Yang asks hesitantly after a few moments. He doesn't mind the hug. In fact, hugging Luo Fusheng is very nice. It was just not at all what he'd expected right now. Luo Fusheng hums lightly. I'm just very happy, he says. Jiang Yang's heart feels like it stutters, and then fills with warmth. What am I going to do with you? He asks quietly, mostly to himself. Well, you could take me to bed, Luo Fusheng answers him, and Jiang Yang doesn't even need to see the grin to know that it's there. If that's what you want, Jiang Yang agrees, lust and sudden anxiety twisting inside him. He expects Luo Fusheng to jump at the opportunity. He wants him to, if he's being entirely honest, because Jiang Yang is feeling a bit too nervous and it's easier to just let himself be swept away in the moment. Instead, Luo Fusheng pulls back enough to look at him and asks, surprisingly hesitantly, Really? He looks vulnerable and young, and Jiangyang's heart flutters helplessly. His fingers tremble when he lifts his hand up to press it against Luo Fusheng's cheek. Jiangyang smiles tremulously.
"Really,"
he says quietly. Luo Fusheng grins, making Jiangyang's breath catch. Then he squeaks embarrassingly as in the next moment Luo Fusheng literally sweeps him off his feet, lifting him up into his arms and carrying him to the bedroom.
"Luo Fusheng,"
Jiangyang protests, and then wraps his arms around Luo Fusheng's neck to steady himself. Luo Fusheng more or less throws him down on the bed. Jiangyang's belly swoops and he makes a startled noise. Luo Fusheng quickly shrugs out of his jacket before crawling over Jiangyang. He feels embarrassed and a bit anxious as he stares up at Luo Fusheng. Luo Fusheng leans down to kiss him, unrestrained and needy. Jiangyang wraps his arms around Luo Fusheng's neck and pulls him closer, losing himself in the kiss. Luo Fusheng breaks away from the kiss, gasping for breath, and Jiangyang is doing no better. But Luo Fusheng manages to steady his breathing much faster, because Jiangyang barely manages to catch his breath at all before Luo Fusheng is mouthing at his throat, his hand sliding down Jiangyang's body, and then going straight for Jiangyang's trousers, like he's done with waiting for any longer. For a moment, Jiangyang wants to stop him, tell him that he isn't quite ready for that much, but then Luo Fusheng's hand presses against his erection through his trousers. His hand is warm and firm and Jiangyang moans, fairly grinding himself against Luo Fusheng's touch. He can feel his cheeks heating in embarrassment at his own actions, but he doesn't want Luo Fusheng to stop.
"Nyanga, I want to make you feel good,"
Luo Fusheng mumbles as he keeps mouthing at Jiangyang's neck, his hand moving to unbutton Jiangyang's trousers.
"I can make you feel so good, Kege. Please let me."
Luo Fusheng keeps whispering against his skin. His hand has stopped against Jiangyang's unbuttoned trousers, like he really is waiting for permission.
"Fusheng,"
Jiangyang moans. He wants to tell Luo Fusheng, "Yes, please, yes, oh gods, yes," but the words get stuck in his throat. Luo Fusheng's head lifts up a bit to look at him, and Jiangyang grabs his neck and pulls him in for a frantic kiss, hoping that that will somehow make Luo Fusheng understand the words he can't manage to say. Apparently it's enough, because Luo Fusheng's hand slips into his trousers and under the waistband of his boxers to grasp Jiangyang's cock. He moans into Luo Fusheng's mouth, the touch of Luo Fusheng's hand against his cock feeling so good. Luo Fusheng moves to kiss his jaw, while Jiangyang gasps for breath.
"Gaga,"
Luo Fusheng whispers as his hand strokes Jiangyang's cock. Jiangyang whines, his hips bucking up against Luo Fusheng. He can feel Luo Fusheng's hard cock pressing against his thigh, and he should... But all Jiangyang can manage is to grasp at Luo Fusheng's back through his shirt, trying to hold on. And then Luo Fusheng stops. His hand pulls away from Jiangyang's cock. Jiangyang whimpers, heat still burning in his belly and the need to do anything to... He digs his fingers into Luo Fusheng's back and holds on and just tries to calm down a bit.
"I want you to come inside me,"
Luo Fusheng whispers, his voice low and rough, and whatever's left of Jiangyang's brain just blanks out. He doesn't know how to... Something very close to panic tries to claw at his chest. Jiangyang gasps for breath.
"Younger,"
Luo Fusheng says loudly, sounding a bit frantic. There's a warm palm pressed against Jiangyang's cheek and his eyes finally focus on Luo Fusheng.
"You don't have to...
I've never..." Jiangyang tries to tell him, inadvertently cutting off Luo Fusheng's words. And then he still doesn't quite manage to say anything coherent. Jiangyang squeezes his eyes shut. There's lust still burning distractingly inside him, but it's slowly being replaced with pure embarrassment. Oh, Luo Fusheng breathes out. Then there are soft lips pressing against Jiangyang's, and he blinks his eyes back open, his lips already moving against Luo Fusheng's in a soft kiss. Luo Fusheng grins at him as he pulls back and says, "I can suck you off. That'll be good too, I promise." Jiangyang's breath catches, the lust burning bright and hot inside him again. Luo Fusheng looks at him with big, pleading eyes, that lopsided grin on his lips, and Jiangyang just nods. Jiangyang just lays there, not quite sure what to do as Luo Fusheng slides down his body. Luo Fusheng sits up to tug Jiangyang's trousers down, exposing his hard cock. His hands slide against Jiangyang's thighs before he grasps Jiangyang's cock in one hand. Jiangyang can't quite look away. Luo Fusheng's other hand goes to open his own trousers as he slowly strokes Jiangyang's cock. "Don't," Jiangyang says before he quite has time to think about it. Luo Fusheng stops and looks at him uncertainly. "I mean, don't touch yourself. I want to," Jiangyang says quickly, not even sure if the words make sense. Luo Fusheng's eyes seem to widen just a bit, and then he grins quick and blinding before he just lowers himself down to the bed and without any more warning than that, takes Jiangyang's cock in his mouth. Jiangyang loses whatever ability to think he had left. All he's aware of is Luo Fusheng's hot, wet mouth around him, the sight of Luo Fusheng's head bobbing up and down above his crotch, his cock vanishing into Luo Fusheng's mouth. Jiangyang isn't even aware of what noises are falling from his mouth anymore, but there's no way he can stay quiet as Luo Fusheng keeps sucking at his cock. His hands keep fisting at the sheets, and he wants to reach out and touch Luo Fusheng, but he doesn't quite dare to. Luo Fusheng's hands are holding on to his hips, keeping them down when Jiangyang tries to press himself deeper inside Luo Fusheng, not quite able to keep himself in place. "Sorry," Jiangyang thinks he gasps out. He bites his lip as he tries to not do that again. Luo Fusheng just keeps sucking at his cock, his cheeks hollowing a bit. Jiangyang can feel the orgasm building at the base of his spine. He thinks he tries to warn Luo Fusheng, but then his back is arching up from the bed and he might be yelling as the climax overwhelms him, and he spills inside Luo Fusheng's mouth. He can feel Luo Fusheng still sucking gently, swallowing around his softening cock. "Condoms. They should probably have used a condom," Jiangyang finds himself thinking tiredly. "Well, it's definitely a bit late for that now." Luo Fusheng pulls his head away, crawling up to lay down against Jiangyang. He presses himself against Jiangyang's side, his erection pressing against Jiangyang's thigh. Luo Fusheng grabs Jiangyang's hand and brings it to his crotch, pressing it against his jeans-covered cock. "Please, Gaga," Luo Fusheng begs. Jiangyang feels something hot flush through him at that tone of voice, and for a moment he almost wants to say no, just to hear Luo Fusheng beg like that again. Instead, he hums a bit in agreement, words feeling a bit too far away from him right now. Luo Fusheng lets go of him immediately and frantically pulls down his trousers. Jiangyang's arms feel tired, but he takes Luo Fusheng's cock in his hand anyway and starts stroking it as firmly as he can. Luo Fusheng's cock is hot against him. He thumbs at the tip, spreading some of the pre-cum to make his hand glide easier. Luo Fusheng's cock feels just right in his hand, and Jiangyang wishes his hands were a bit more steady. It can't be very good for Luo Fusheng. Luo Fusheng moans softly and nuzzles against Jiang Yang's neck.
Yes, please, Gaga.
Luo Fusheng breathes out between those breathless moans. Thankfully, it doesn't take very long before Luo Fusheng is coming. His cock jerks in Jiang Yang's hand as he gasps against Jiang Yang's neck. Warm cum spills against Jiang Yang's hand. Jiang Yang loosens his hold, but doesn't quite let go of Luo Fusheng's cock. Luo Fusheng mumbles something softly against his skin.
What?
Jiang Yang asks quietly. Even that one word feels like a lot of effort. Then he has to let go of Luo Fusheng as Luo Fusheng suddenly rolls on top of him. He looks down at Jiang Yang for a moment and then just lays down on top of him, heavy and warm, pressing his head against Jiang Yang's shoulder.
You're amazing, younger,
Luo Fusheng says a bit more clearly this time. Jiang Yang isn't quite sure how true that statement can be. Somehow, he manages to lift his arms to circle Luo Fusheng's waist. They should probably do something about their half-undressed state and clean away the cum, but Jiang Yang is fine not moving for a while.
But next time, maybe we could try taking off our clothes,
Luo Fusheng says with a small laugh.
Yes, next time, Jiang Yang thinks.
He'll definitely make things better for Luo Fusheng next time. He hums quietly in agreement and tightens his arms around Luo Fusheng a bit. Chapter 6. Jiang Yang coughs lightly and notices the worried look Luo Fusheng shoots him. It's true that he's been coughing for a few days now, but it's not like it's anything serious, and Luo Fusheng's worry is a bit exaggerated. He waves a hand at Luo Fusheng when it looks like he's actually going to come over and help him stand up from the couch.
I'm fine. It's just a cold or something. I'm sure it'll pass soon,
Jiang Yang says and then stands up. He must do it a bit too fast, because there's suddenly black spots swimming in his vision. He shakes his head a bit to clear it, except that just seems to make it worse. Then suddenly everything seems to go black, and the last thing Jiang Yang hears is Luo Fusheng's voice calling his name from somewhere far away. Jiang Yang wakes up a few moments later, but Luo Fusheng doesn't let him get up at all. He can hear Luo Qingeng talking somewhere, but he can't figure out who he's talking to. Jiang Yang must have said something, because Luo Fusheng tells him he's calling an ambulance. Then he doesn't listen to Jiang Yang at all when he tries to tell him that that's an overreaction. He hasn't eaten yet, and he'd been busy at work and maybe he's feeling a bit weak and so he'd passed out for a second. It's nothing serious. In fact, no one seems to be listening to Jiang Yang at all, and then before he quite knows it, he's already lying in a hospital bed and being taken into all kinds of tests. At some point, he stops trying to tell them it's nothing and just resigns himself to waiting it out. And then it turns out that it really wasn't an overreaction at all. The doctor looks at him with this grave look on his face, and Jiang Yang levers himself up to sit, Luo Fusheng instantly there to help him. He feels fine right now. He's not even coughing. But he doesn't try to shrug off Luo Fusheng's hands. When the doctor asks Luo Fusheng and Luo Qingeng to step outside so he can talk to Jiang Yang in private, Jiang Yang waves his hand a bit and says, "No, it's fine. They stay." He doesn't like the serious look on the doctor's face. People who look at him like that have never been there to deliver good news to Jiang Yang. Luo Fusheng reaches out to hold his hand, and Luo Qingeng settles a hand on his shoulder, and Jiang Yang breathes a little easier. Whatever it is, he won't have to deal with it alone, even if he tried to. It's strange to be relieved by the fact that those two are too determined to ever let Jiangyang deal with anything alone. He listens to the doctor talk and feels kind of numb. It's his lungs. It's cancer. But he's lucky that they found it so early and they can still operate. He feels the way Luo Fusheng's hand trembles against his. The way Luo Qingheng squeezes his shoulder a bit too hard for a moment. Jiangyang keeps staring blankly ahead, nodding at what the doctor says. Luo Qingheng is the one who asks questions. It's good that someone does. It's a good thing that someone is there to listen to the answers, because Jiangyang isn't sure he understands any of it. There's a buzzing noise in his ears. Then the three of them are alone again. Jiangyang, Luo Qingheng says far too tentatively. Luo Qingheng is never that careful. Jiangyang shakes his head and then suddenly he's sobbing. Then there are arms holding on to him and he's being held between the two of them and he just cries and cries. He can't stop. It feels like something is clawing at his chest and a thing in his lungs is trying to choke him and he wants to go back to their home. He wants to go back to when everything was fine and normal. He wants to wake up in his own bed instead of in a hospital. He wants Luo Fusheng to smile at him and try to steal kisses while Jiangyang tries to concentrate on making breakfast. He wants Luo Qingheng to walk up behind him and pull him against himself and kiss him breathless, and then shoo him out of the kitchen and take over breakfast altogether. At some point, the tears stop, but they still don't let go of Jiangyang. I'm scared, Jiangyang whispers out loud. Suddenly he feels like he should be laughing. None of this seems real. We'll be here. Whatever happens, we'll be here, Luo Qingheng tells him, his voice steady. Yeah, younger, you'll probably need to get used to never being alone, Luo Fusheng says with a small grin. Jiangyang is grateful to see it, even if it wavers a bit. It's okay. They'll deal with this. And maybe everything will work out just fine. Jiangyang isn't alone. The surgery goes fine. Well, it's not like Jiangyang remembers any of it. But they tell him it went well. He feels like recovery takes an agonizingly long time. It's mostly because there's little he's allowed to do. He gets it. Even if he hates it, he's used to always having something to do. It's a bit weird to have Zhu Wei come over to see him and then go off with Luo Qingheng into his office to talk in private. The way Zhu Wei doesn't even blink at the way Luo Qingheng comes over to press a kiss against Jiangyang's cheek first is possibly even weirder. At least Jiangyang doesn't blush. It's not like Jiangyang's friends haven't figured out what's going on since Jiangyang moved to live with both Luo Qingheng and Luo Fusheng. But they've never talked about it. Jiangyang has just always sort of kept these two parts of his life away from each other. Luo Fusheng laughs at him when he stares after Zhu Wei and Luo Qingheng with a frown on his face. It's not like you don't know what they're talking about, Luo Fusheng says. But that's kind of the problem right there. Jiangyang never wanted Luo Qingheng or Luo Fusheng involved in that particular investigation. Or any investigation, really. It's probably all kinds of hypocritical. He can recognize that much. He knows what kind of things Luo Qingheng and Luo Fusheng are involved with. Even if they've always kept their business away from Jiangyang. He's always known. From the first time they met, even if he doesn't know the details. Jiangyang never wants to find out what he'd do if, well, if he actually had to confront those facts in an official capacity. At least that won't be a problem for now, since he's on indefinite leave. Maybe, while he's lying around resting and recuperating.
Chu Wei will manage to close the Ho Guiping case on his own. Clearly, he isn't quite so shy about asking Luo Qingong for help. Jiang Yang sighs. Actually, it would be kind of nice if they managed to solve that case. Jiang Yang doesn't need to be there for it. I know, he says, and then smiles at Luo Fusheng. Please, distract me, he says, letting more than a bit of suggestiveness slip into his voice. Luo Fusheng raises an eyebrow in surprise. Are you sure you're feeling well enough? He asks worriedly. Jiang Yang huffs and says, I'm not dying. He's not. Not anytime soon anyway, unless the cancer comes back. But there's no point in worrying about that, so he tries not to. It might never happen. It makes Luo Fusheng freeze for a moment, and then he grins at Jiang Yang, bright and sharp. In that case, we're using my bedroom. I don't want to be interrupted, he says. Jiang Yang blushes, but lets Luo Fusheng pull him up from the couch. The end.